11 o'clock here on The Ticket. Happy Sunday, everybody. You've got Work in Progress. The whole crew is here. DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, and Matt Ham Birmingham. We got, what's the 11, 10 segment we do? Brunch? Sunday brunch?
Sunday brunch.
It's new.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Cool. Aaron Judge is hurt. Bronx Bombers in trouble. Talk about it.
Why are you laughing? What's funny about something?
I'm laughing because we're late and we got to get to the ham radio open.
All right. Play the ham radio open.
Ham!
You idiot. All right. So, call back to something that we talked about earlier in the show. Boy, we had some hard-hitting NBA talk.
We did.
All sorts of angles for this NBA Finals. You got JB, you got the whole crew. And we like hoops, so we're talking about it. But we also mentioned the fire of the average New York Knicks fan and the reaction to a Twitter post regarding the Finals from Sesame Street character Elmo when he wished both teams good luck. Pretty innocuous tweet.
I don't know. Kind of a bastard, if you ask me.
Okay, well, that's certainly fair. Knicks fans agree with you, for sure. And for more on the controversy, we need to go to an expert here. So joining us in studio, wow, what a booking by Ham. We have had this guest on before. Please welcome Elmo's delinquent cousin, Delmo. Delmo, welcome to the program. Didn't say anything funny.
Yeah, and no, we already introduced you. It's good to speak to you again, Delmo.
Delmo's always happy to speak to Justin and DJ. Delmo just happened to be passing through and heard you talking about my cousin, Elmo.
We were, in fact, talking about that earlier in the show and the controversy around his tweet about these NBA Finals.
Yeah, Delmo know all about that.
You do. Can you give us some insight there?
You okay over there?
No. I need to, if he's going to be an expert, give us a little insight on your cousin,
please. Delmo is the one that tweeted that out. Delmo hacked Elmo's Twitter account.
Okay, that's not right.
Yeah, I feel like this is the last time he joined us was because there was a hacking of
Delmo
Elmo's account.
Delmo uses Elmo's Twitter account as a burner to rant against the libtards and push conspiracy theories on vaccines and comment on the looks of Twitter women like Daddy would.
All right, Delmo, you shouldn't be doing that. I mean, why would you? It's your cousin. Why would you hack his Twitter account? Great, this controversy.
S's and G's. Motto, S's and G's. I use my burner accounts to also tell that Delmo should go die.
That is very negative. You need to leave Daddy alone. Just, why can't you be more like sweet little Elmo, your cousin? He's happy, joyful, positive.
Oh, Elmo this, Elmo that, blah, blah, blah. I agree, Elmo is pathetic.
I didn't say pathetic.
Mean.
Elmo all high and mighty now he forgot where he came from. Delmo from the streets! Delmo from the streets!
Alright, we're going to get your handler on this. Isn't Elmo from the street, though? Like Sesame Street?
No, not like that. Elmo from a penthouse above Sesame Street. Delmo from the underbelly where Oscar the Grouch lives in that trash can next to where Lando lived in that soggy box. Delmo fights off LA cats and takes photos of Bert and Ernie Beanie together to use as blackmail material.
I didn't realize there was such a class war going on between the Sesame Street characters.
No, his laugh is so villainous.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Oh, here it is again.
Let's not lose. God. All right, we're talking to Delmo, the evil cousin of Elmo here.
The delinquent cousin of Elmo.
The delinquent cousin of Elmo. I apologize,
sir. Get it right, bitch.
I'm sorry. Man. I apologize. Please. It's okay. We're all cool here. Everything's cool.
He's right, bitch.
So while we do have you here, who do you have winning the series?
Delmo plays big money on Wemby and the Spurs. Wemby like a featherless black big bird. Delmo made sure the Spurs will win tomorrow night.
How can you make sure they're going to win? That's not true.
Delmo, the reason there's going to be extra security tomorrow night.
I don't think so. I don't think that's why there's extra security.
Isn't the president going to be there?
Yeah. Delmo said it's going to about to send another tweet out to Elmo's account saying, Elmo's going to blow up Manhattan!
All right. Not a good idea with the added police presence.
You're getting worse at hacking the Twitter account.
It's like saying bomb on an airplane. You can't do that.
What, you think Delmo's scared? You don't think Delmo will do it? I'll gut you, you little bitch! Delmo gonna cause a bomb scare because he wants the Knicks to forfeit.
Why would you want the Knicks to forfeit?
Delmo doesn't want to sweep. Delmo wants the series to go back to San Antonio. Delmo just spent all weekend up to his eyeball in the Riverwalk with hookers and blow. Delmo wants to climb aboard the Chua Any Mamacitas down there. That's why Delmo's passing through today. Now, if you'll excuse Delmo, Delmo's going to go stab pretty boy Chalamet in the throat and make another Jenna baby courtside.
All right, Delmo, get out of here.
Get out of here. Whose side is he on? I don't even understand. He said he's going to stab Chalamet in the throat.
The side of chaos.
I guess so.
And all things evil. Just not a good person?
We have... I wouldn't call him a
puppet.
Puppet.
Not a good thing?
We have the worst panel of experts on this show.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about the subject matter that we have them on to talk about.
No. Our version of Pawn Stars would be terrible. Our experts are just awful.
The experts we bring in.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
We're all just Chumlee on this version of Pawn Stars. We're all just kind of there.
Chumlee.
Work in progress. We're all just Chumlee.
Doing radio. Well, there it is. Delmo commenting on the controversy stirred up by Elmo.
Don't think we solved anything here.
Not really.
Other than I do believe that he would take over the Twitter account of Elmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.